News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Minister, this is a bit of a fiasco.
Well, I think, Shane, it's very important to consider in the first instance why the proposal was put on before the unions to do what needed to be done. I think everyone else, very, very conscious of all that we learned from the last lockdown, of how children with additional needs were significantly disadvantaged. We know from all evidence, national, international, best practice evidence telling us that children with additional needs were significantly disadvantaged and indeed regressed during lockdown. We know of the trauma, and I don't use the word lightly, for many, many families with children with additional needs, how traumatic the experience was for them in the last lockdown. So knowing all of that, cognizant of all of that, it was very important that particular consideration be given to meet the needs of children with additional needs. And remember as well that what's happening in the education sector was on foot of an acknowledgement that a mobility of 1.1 million people in the current pandemic was too much. And therefore, it was the view that it was necessary to encourage people to limit their contacts, reduce their mobility. And so for that reason, we have stood down the population of 1.1 million. But equally so, Dr. Houlihan was very, very clear in his letter to say that that was a mobility issue. It was no way, there was no inference in terms of how safe schools were, in terms of them being controlled environments, in terms of low transmission within schools, and he categorically stated that. And he also categorically stated in his letter the necessity to make provision for children with vulnerable needs. Now, that's what we did. That's what we were about, serving children with additional needs and putting them first in terms of meeting their needs.
Yes, but Minister, sorry to cut across you. You haven't delivered that. You have failed to deliver that.
Well, in an attempt to deliver that, I absolutely accept that the unions had particular concerns and particular issues. They raised a number of them. And there has been consistent and ongoing engagement, both on my behalf and Minister Madigan and my officials over the last 2.5 weeks on a daily basis, including over the weekends, to address the issues that they raised. So they raised issues of childcare. And we worked our way through all of those. Parental leave and unpaid leave schemes were extended. And the speedy turnaround of applications through the National Childcare Scheme was to be facilitated. Increased subsidies for full-time childcare for essential workers in education. The issues of pregnant teachers and SNAs were also raised. So the department committed to allowing pregnant teachers and SNAs to work from home on a temporary basis. Equally so, and perhaps most importantly, the unions made clear that they would act and they would accept public health advice. So the public health advice was provided for them by Dr. Kevin Kelleher, who's a member of NPHET and the Assistant National Director of Public Health. Equally so, Dr. Abby Collins, consultant in public health. The same two consultants who have worked hand in hand with the unions since the reopening of schools in September right up to December, whose advice they have accepted every step of the way. And indeed, could I just add, because it's important that your listeners would know this, Dr. Ronan Glynn, the Deputy CMO, all of them articulating that the plan to return children with special education needs was an acceptable plan, was a doable plan, and it was important that we would move forward with it. So when you want clarification on a health basis, when you receive it, I do believe it is very important that you accept it from expert professionals.
So, Minister, the only logical conclusion from what you're saying is there is nothing you could have promised the unions that would have persuaded those teachers and those SNAs to go back to work.
Well, again, I'll reiterate, it's very important that, and I do appreciate...
No, I know that, but Minister, you're saying you threw the kitchen sink at this. You gave them everything they looked for, and they still don't want to go back to work. What's left?
Well, I think it's important, again, to reiterate, as I say, everything that they have put on the table and asked us to work through, we have done, as you have outlined there. Equally so, I think it's important to say that children with additional needs are a priority. To acknowledge also that we're talking about just 18,000 children out of 1 million, a population of 1 million students in school. We're also talking about classes that have 6 students in them, many of them just 6 students. We are now outliers in Europe, one of the few countries that could not provide care and education for children with additional needs. So what more can we do? Well, we'll continue to engage. I think it is the right thing to do to ensure that children with additional needs are catered for and that they are put centre stage. We will continue to pursue that. I think the unions.
Are the unions operating in good faith, Minister, in your view?
Well, look, I think it's important to say that this is a time of high anxiety for everyone. You know, we're all very conscious we're living in the midst of a pandemic. We all operate on the basis of the best public health advice available. Everyone who is an essential worker, and that includes our Gardaí who are still on our streets, our ambulance drivers, our doctors and our nurses, our men and women in our supermarkets, all of them providing an essential service. How can the provision of education for children with additional needs not be an essential service? I think it behoves
all of us. Is that a no, Minister, in terms of the unions operating in good faith?
Well, I can only speak for how I am operating, for how my department is operating, how government is operating. And we believe that children with additional needs are deserving of particular consideration in the midst of a pandemic. Other essential services are operating. I think this must be, this should be an essential service. It should continue to operate.
Okay, given what has happened, there is absolutely no chance of schools reopening on 1st of February at this point, is there? And where does that leave the Leaving Cert for this year?
Well, again, I suppose just to reiterate very clearly, everything that we have done from the very beginning, and there has been absolutely no deviation from this, has been underpinned by public health. And we will follow the public health advice, as you're aware. All of that will be reviewed prior to the 31st of January in terms of reopening. But again, I must say, I apologise for repeating myself, but I must say to you, the schools were stood down simply because of the mobility of 1.1 million people.
We get that.
Not because of the essence of the school, and there was no question with regards to safety within school. So I suppose, to be clear, Shane, that if society has done enough by the end of the 31st of January to ensure that mobility has been reduced, contacts have been reduced, then we will be in a better position in terms of, you know, allowing the mobility of 1.1 million people in our school sector to continue.
Okay. Simon Harris, your colleague in Cabinet, says a decision needs to be made urgently on the Leaving Cert. I think he's saying by early February, I think is what he said. Will you make a decision that early?
Well, as I have outlined previously, we are working with the advisory group. The advisory group, which is constituted of, you know, student representatives, parents' representatives, the teaching unions, representatives, managerial bodies. We are working through, I suppose, all the contingencies in terms of Leaving Certificate. We've met on a number of occasions. We're meeting again this week. And all of the different voices, and there are a variety of voices in terms of how to proceed in, you know, with Leaving Cert 2021, all of those proposals, all of those advices will be evaluated, and we will move forward. And also we will move forward, obviously, on the back of public health advice.
So not by the early February. In a word, do you still believe schools will reopen on February 1st, yes or no?
Well, I suppose, to be fair, and the most honest and the most accurate answer would be it will be on the basis of the public health advice that's available to us. We have a job of work to do as society to ensure that mobility has decreased, contacts have decreased. You know, there's time now to ensure that we do that.
OK, we will leave it there. Minister for Education, Norma Foley, thank you for talking to us.